This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. As the weather turns and the holidays draw near, my mind turns to chocolate. I learned through word of mouth, no less, that the drinking chocolate at Dancing Lion Chocolate in Manchester is supposed to be terrific. So I paid them a visit, which to summarize sounded pretty much like this.
Wow. That is delicious.
Oh my God.
Wowie.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yes, the confections handmade by chocolatier Richard Tango Lowy and his staff are superb. But the tiny storefront's autumnal color scheme and display of exquisitely crafted bonbons and truffles and bars embrace all the senses.
It smells like Paris.
Richard began his career as a physicist at the Space Park campus in Redondo Beach, California. The origins of a chocolatier, however, started with melting a bag of chocolate chips to less than satisfying result. The failure led him to a block of Valrhona chocolate and a decade of perfecting his craft. He eventually trained at the prestigious Valrhona School in France and opened up the shop in Manchester a year ago.
Our byline is chocolate is art, and my approach to art is it's temporary. You see it, you put it in your mouth, you taste it, and then it's gone. And I think you do that with any art. And I think we just take that to an extreme.
As a person raised eating Hershey bars who now fancies herself a teeny bit chocolate snob, Richard was happy to educate me on the nuances of cacao.
This is 1 kilo I have of this, Ecuador 65%. You taste. Very floral, delicate.
Can you discern where a chocolate is from if you taste it?
Oh, absolutely, if it's good chocolate. There's definitely terroir, but they change even more than wine or coffee, which is why we make each of our recipes exactly one time. It's gone, because the cacao will be different next year, all the other ingredients will be different next year, and there's no point in trying to create a new piece.
We sat down to sample the aforementioned drinking chocolate and a croissant at one of Dancing Lion's 4 small cafe tables. Today's mix is a blend of Vietnamese and Madagascar milk chocolate with a little local honey. It's made with water instead of milk, which Richard says blunts the taste buds, and served in rimless bowls that you cradle in your hands.
Wowie.
It's an experience. You can't drink chocolate from a bowl while thinking about anything else. It's completely mindful.
Richard's deep appreciation for high-quality ingredients comes through. He gets butter and cream from Bartlett Farms in Concord and sources other ingredients from locals when possible. By his description, Dancing Lion is part Juliette Binoche and Chocolat, whose confections are like prescriptions for her ailing customers.
What does it look like to you? Just say the first thing that comes into your mind.
A woman riding a wild horse? Silly answer.
Oh, no, there are no silly answers. The pepper triangle, that's for you.
They'll just say, I need something. And we know those customers, and we know by looking at them what they need. And we give it to them. In a way, there's a magic to that. I have a welder who comes in, buys gifts for everybody he knows, and school bus driver. And he comes in all the time, and he stands at the counter now and buys a couple of bonbons. When I have that lady who comes in who's just kind of off the street, and she's looking at how much she has, and she's eyeing the brownie, to me, that is a huge obligation on our part.
Mixed in is a bit of Gene Wilder's deranged and slightly evil Willy Wonka, wildly imaginative, like the mad scientist focused on his creation.
Oh, Augustus, please, don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands.
Chocolate is a 6-phase polymorphic crystal. Fair amount of a caffeine variant called theobromine. Emulsifying the butter in the mixer for a certain amount of time. You know, what's the right proportion of water for the egg and the egg wash? Let's do the experiment and let's see. Okay, it made a difference. We like it. We adjust. We all have our lab notebooks. Everybody keeps notes on stuff.
My beautiful chocolate!
Even a scientist is at the mercy of the whims of the elusive soul and the fluctuating market for chocolate.
We're tied into world politics. We can't help it. It's the nature of cacao. It's tough. It's a crop that grows in regions that tend to be not good regions politically or militarily or economically. It's subsistence. If a guerrilla group comes in to a place where there's a plantation and the family that grows that cacao is forced to leave, it'll be 5 years before they can grow cacao again. If they lose that crop, they're gone for a while. And that's very hard. So a lot of these small chocolate makers are really trying to use cacao to improve the local economies. I did a piece that was about Guatemalan history. Spanish came in, conquered, much more complex story than most people realize. And it was a bonbon, pure Guatemalan chocolate. We did some corn in it, and it was a disc, it was a coin, with a ganache on the inside. We finished it in gold with a few drops of red and some other sort of religious, other symbolism on it. Dark piece of chocolate. I mean, it was just not in the flavor, but in the story it told. But it wasn't a nice story. You may get it, you may not get it, but it's there, and it's what gives it, I think it gives it spark.
It's a bittersweet story that you won't find in a box of Russell Stovers, and customers are eating it up. Richard and his staff, who I might add are not Oompa Loompas, ship chocolates from South Africa to high-end restaurants in Portsmouth and Newburyport, and he's planning to open a shop in Paris and later Barcelona. But if you're not traveling overseas anytime soon, there is plenty to experience on Elm Street in Manchester. To find out more about Dancing Lion, see a photograph of Richard and watch a video of him talking about chocolate in his tidy kitchen, visit wordofmouthradio.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please do join us again tomorrow at noon for more new ideas here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Zach Nugent,
Virginia Prescott,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie.
With web support from Sarah Plore.
Andrew Perella, that's me,
provides technical support.
And Dan Kogan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals and not those of NHPR.
Its board of trustees or its underwriters.
That's right.
For information about the show, to subscribe to our podcast, post a comment, or to read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
Or join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.
Cool.
Thank you.